WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes. Just over 2 weeks before the election, and Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is stumping in battleground Pennsylvania this evening. Both he and his Democratic opponent, Kamala Harris, are also focused on Michigan, where early voting begins today.
So, Michigan, today I ask you, are you ready to make your voices heard?
CBS's Nancy Cordes with more.
Former President Trump urged his supporters to show up for early voting starting today.
Get your fat husband off the couch. Get that fat pig off the couch. Tell him to go and vote for Trump. He's going to save our country.
With the race essentially tied in Michigan, it will all come down to turnout.
Some 200 were evacuated over a wildfire in Oakland, California. This battalion chief says the source may have been a garbage bag on a highway median.
With the winds, and it was dry, it was fast moving, and it jumped over the street here back into this house, and it just ran up the hill.
In the Middle East, Palestinian health officials say at least 32 people were killed in strikes by Israeli military forces. This is Israel says a drone attack targeted Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's home. The BBC's Jerwinder Gill.
Israel says Benjamin Netanyahu's private home in the coastal town of Caesarea has been targeted in a drone strike from Lebanon. A spokesman said neither the prime minister nor his wife were in the building at the time and that there were no casualties.
The union representing striking machinists at Boeing says a vote is set for Wednesday on a negotiated proposal that could end a strike that's been going on for more than a month. The strike has halted production on the company's best-selling plane, the 737 MAX. Oh my stars, the music that will be coming out of Cleveland is 83-year-old Dionne Warwick is among those being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
The songbook of pop legend Dionne Warwick is rooted in gospel, melody, and soul-filled hits like Then Came You with the Spinners, Don't Make Me Over, and Walk On By. And Warwick's impact felt far outside the recording booth, too, raising millions of dollars for AIDS research from the sales of her 1986 hit, That's What Friends Are For.
Kool and the Gang and Cher are among the other inductees. There will be some new faces on the floors at Home Depot in the nation. The box retailer is ordering corporate employees, including senior management, to work 1 8-hour retail shift at a store per quarter, because they'll learn how that feels like. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Exchanges got heated at times during Friday night's U.S. Senate debate. Republican challenger Eric Hovde faced Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin. Hovde says Baldwin and her partner should be more forthcoming about their finances and how that affects her votes.
They don't disclose those investments and how much they're profiting from it. That's fundamentally wrong, and you should disclose what investments your partner is making.
Baldwin fired back.
Eric Hovde should stay out of my personal life. And I think I speak for most Wisconsin women that he should stay out of all of our personal lives.
The race has tightened, and the outcome in Wisconsin could determine the balance of power in the entire U.S. Senate. Donald Trump has claimed he was exonerated in his classified documents case. Here's Tricia Young with a Wisconsin Watch fact check.
Trump falsely claimed in October 2024 that he was, quote, exonerated, unquote, in the case involving classified documents he kept after leaving office. Trump was indicted on charges of mishandling classified documents, including those related to nuclear capabilities. In July 2024, Florida federal judge Eileen Cannon dismissed the charges, citing issues with the special counsel's appointment, but did not rule on the case's merits. Prosecutors appealed the dismissal, and no trial date has been set yet. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. Lots of sunshine today with highs in the upper 60s. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 50 degrees. Sunshine with highs in the mid-70s on your Sunday. For Monday, sunshine, 73. Slight chance of a shower Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny and 68.
Currently, 53 degrees.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Travel Wisconsin's Logan Rogie, who joins the show to discuss fall hotspots in our beautiful state. And we'll go back to the future with a discussion about Back to the Future.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation. 540 WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
What is up, Wisconsin? You're listening to Raised in Wisco, your one-stop shop for everything in the great outdoors in the great state of Wisconsin. Man, I am Joel Clayfish sitting here alongside Danielle Fairman.
Hello.
My ride-or-die shotgun, sometimes sitting in the blind.
Oh, going back to that.
Well, I don't know. Sure. Riding shotgun. Danielle, hunting buddy. We've known each other for over a decade now.
We have.
We have worked together in the media for more than a decade. We got
it
producer...
It has been a time.
Producer Jess is on the board. Producer
Hey-o.
Jess,
hey,
I'm not, we're not, just want you to know, we are not forgetting about you and the fact that you have a Wisconsin turkey tag.
I'm not forgetting about that either.
Okay,
you
good.
Better not. That's so exciting.
Because it goes right to my weekly Wisco, what it is. Now, folks, I want to talk to you about how I'm in a cowboy. I wish radio was a visual medium.
I am fully cowboyed out right now. Go on Facebook Live.
Thank you, Danielle. That's right. Check us out on Facebook Live and Spotify and all the other spots you can get your media.
YouTube,
MeTube, and YouTube.
We all tube.
I'm cowboyed out today. Do you know why? Do you know why I'm cowboyed out, Danielle?
Why are you cowboyed out, Joel?
Danielle, I am cowboyed out because I got a couple of my bros from Texas in town. And, you know, my daughters go to Baylor University.
They do.
And I get to Texas quite a bit. And in the time that I've been going to Texas now, I now have 8 cowboy hats, 5 sets of cowboy boots, a couple bolos. And I hunt Texas. I love Texas. One of the first people I ever met who was like tried and true cowboy Texan is a man named Jerry Valdez.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry Valdez is joining us in the studio. He's with Nando Gonzalez. They came all the way from Texas
just
to
for
hunt
Raised
with
in
us.
Wisco.
Just for Raised in okay, Wisco.
Perfect. That's so great.
Jerry Valdez and I got to know each other, and we're both, the funny thing is we're both in government affairs. We both work for the betterment of humanity and helping those goofy lawmakers understand what the right decisions are. Valdicio, what is happening? Thank you for coming to our great state. Why don't you introduce yourself and tell the folks how we first started hunting together, our first hunting excursion, because it is absolutely wacky.
I can do that. I want to first commend the use of Parker McCollum and the bumper music, which is
that was your suggestion.
A native of Conroe, Texas, and he has gone to great things. He's not like many of them that avoid stardom. He actually got to stardom and has excelled stardom, and he's an incredible artist. And
Do you know him personally?
I don't know him personally through family friends and through the former mayor of Conroe. I arranged for his son to meet with Parker at a concert. His son is a legislator in Texas. And through other various, I represent the Recording Industry Association. They were very helpful with that. But watching
him. Always working. Jerry Valdez is always working.
But watching him from.
And you can edit out all my superfluous and crazy.
Playing with George Strait.
Playing with George Strait.
He played with George Strait.
Sam's
at the field, which is the Texas A&M Stadium.
Awesome.
Not quite the flagship University of the State of Texas.
Baylor University.
And not quite the Happy Christians in Waco. But yes, he played a sold-out crowd with George Strait. And you think about this kid growing up in Conroe, Texas.
You have to do the Heimlich on this thing.
Also Grammys. Also,
you had a good show today.
Speaking of Grammys. Speaking of Grammys.
Wait, what? Who has a Grammy in this room?
I don't have a Grammy in this room, but Grammy is in this room. You know, Grandma Clayfish, who's 100% Italian, joins us in the lobby almost every show. She's here tonight watching. Hi, Mom. Nice to see you. But tonight we have a very special guest. We've got my mother-in-law. Hey, do we have any bumper music that can be like dun-dun-dun? The mother-in-law. My mother-in-law, Mary Jo Reed, has joined us. Hi. Can we call you Mary Jo? Mary Jo Reed on the radio. My mother-in-law, this is her first time stopping by. What do you think so far?
I'll tell you, Sam, too. I think the station should, the network should incentivize new callers.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Just because otherwise it sounds like
this
there's three people
the woman,
listening. It's
ladies
Joe.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's
who
Mark
spawned
Musak,
the lieutenant governor
from,
of Wisconsin.
What a way to phrase that.
Count it as a dad joke if you want. For goodness sakes, whatever.
Spawned.
Had, said, you know, gave birth to, while you're doing gave your life.
Who brought a wonderful human into the world.
What a wonderful woman into the world. So we, and Ellie Mae Smoller, sometime guest, sometime guest co-host of the show, Ellie Mae, you are cowboyed up today, and I feel like it's coincidence. We've got Jerry Valdez and Nando Gonzalez in here with their cowboy hats on that they wore from Texas, drove from Texas to hunt with me this week, which means how much time we have left in this segment already? Jesus, we're
8 minutes.
8 minutes. We got to get to our weekly Wisco, but Jerry Valdez, Nando Gonzalez are here. They come into town. I meet them at the Harley-Davidson Museum yesterday.
Good place to meet up.
Fantastic. Want a big shout-out to Tim McCormick and Harley-Davidson. They set up for us. They set up for us a free tour of the place at the Harley Museum. It was just incredible. Nando was kind of in heaven. He's got four Harley-Davidsons.
You want to check right now?
So, Nando, I want to ask you, what was your feeling when you were in the Harley Museum surrounded by all these bikes?
Matt
Rothschild
on beautiful
Milwaukee
Saturday
night.
Morning. We have incredible weather here in October.
Harley rider.
You're good.
It was all like
buying stuff from the farmer's market, right?
Seeing all of the history and more so than anything, seeing all the art pieces with those bikes.
I was supposed to go to the farmer's market. I usually go on
pretty cool. Thank you so much for doing that for me.
I have never done the tour, the Milwaukee Harley tour, but...
Yeah. The crowds are too big here. They also have the best tamales.
But, I'm a heavy equipment
homemade
operator.
Tamales and just a huge
So we have done the work outside
steam right there in front of
the museum. And great
tacos. You've actually been there doing the work on...
Yep, we have.
Hardest
how cool
working
is that?
Person I know in Dane County.
Danielle, you're kind of a badass. Do you know that? You are. You're like this... A heavy equipment operator, bossing
right,
around
so we'll start
these dudes
in
all day
five,
long.
Five, four,
I mean, I love that
three,
idea.
Two,
we fight all
Jim
day long.
Jim Santel, we've talked
true.
A lot about Citizens United. I want to talk about two more recent decisions by the Roberts Court that are perhaps equally...
Muscles before. I would not mess
notorious.
With
it is the first
is
being the Dobbs
bump,
case.
I'm still learning.
You want to talk about that a little bit?
New,
absolutely.
So
this again is this major case in June of 2022.
Sam
Alito, writing on behalf of majority, including the Chief Justice and others, obviously a majority, finding for
the
first time in 49 years, almost 50 years, almost half a century, that what we thought was inside the Constitution, a privacy right that we know is there, it has been established in many, many other circumstances.
You know,
that privacy
that
right no longer extends to abortion.
Yeah,
right?
I got a wife and a daughter.
Right?
We get
that is
no
again.
I have. I mean,
just
I'm
right,
married
Matt. That's
to
a glorious
a
decision.
Babe,
that is a
I
huge
no
decision,
with female
changing the very landscape
whatsoever.
Not only of America, which is the number
I
one consideration.
Think that
of
women,
course,
for the most part, do most things better than men. Anyway, I've always said that they're better shots. That I know.
Finding again privacy rights. Those go back again many, many years, even before Roe versus Wade. Many cases establishing that you have a right to privacy. Privacy in America, many, many other cases premised upon that fundamental notion. We always assumed that included this arc toward greater appreciation for and embracing of privacy rights. First time in 50 years
has been
put to us
now. Let's
reverse that. Let's go
in
the opposite direction.
We're like, what are we going to do?
By the way, we're out of this business now. Go
back,
states, you take care of this, and we're not going to no longer be involved in this. Of course, that didn't happen even as late as the past term. Two more abortion cases come in front of them, right? So you can't just get rid of this by saying.
a lot on this show.
The biggest issue, of course, is changing the very fabric of America.
Said, yeah, I mean, that was disingenuous. Remember, there was really a lot that was disingenuous in that opinion. They were taking rights away from women that women had relied on here for 50 years. And never before do I remember a U.S. Supreme Court decision that took rights away from anybody.
Exactly.
We've been adding rights, looking at the Constitution as a living, breathing document. The principles are there. And then we infuse those principles with new, newly discovered rights or rights that are human rights, and we're only now coming to appreciate.
You guys are not even.
But here you have the conservative court rolling back this right, shocking to women all across America and to anyone who loves women in America.
Yeah, when are we going hunting?
So I was appalled by that. Also appalled by Chief Justice Roberts, who tried to take an in between stance here, said I wouldn't have done it as blatantly as some of the other justices, but I agree with the decision. What did you make of that?
Trying very, very hard again to be this arbiter right in the middle, trying to find a way not to overrule Roe versus Wade from 1973, Harriet Lackman at that time.
How many times do you think I asked out my wife before she said
yes? Very hard to find that middle ground. It's the same thing. And finding among his associate justices there,
and the only story that I'll tell, there's many others, but the one story I'll tell
is that I pulled in. So what he says is, yes, I'm going to join the majority, but he also articulates the view that I would have maintained Roe versus Wade while also supporting the state law that prompts the litigation in the first place. Pretty difficult position to take, John. And so, again, problematic.
Gold
at some point, you also look
mirror lens Versace sunglasses.
Yeah, I thought that was an appalling abdication of leadership. And then in the next case, the immunity case, he actually authored the decision.
He offered this appalling decision. We had the best 36 hours of our lives. And we've had a great solid friendship
for people to read the
Almost four years ago.
I can't wait to get more into that.
Language.
But first,
taking no prisoners,
we need our recent weekly
Wisco.
This is the opening segment of the show. We need to get the weekly Wisco's in.
Comedian, journalist, and fellow Midwesterner Charlie Behrens is bringing a live episode of his Cripescast podcast to the Vivarium on October 29th, presented by 540 WAUK and Civic Media.
He'll be joined by Dan Schaefer, civic media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, to talk about why your vote is essential to keep removing this November. Charlie provides the punchlines while Dan breaks down the key ballot issues. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Tickets on sale now at PabstTheaterGroup.com.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Interestingly, both she and Ketanji Brown Jackson, normally when people are dissenting on the Supreme Court, they say respectfully dissent. Both of them this time simply say, for fear about our future democracy, I dissent. There's no respect there. They're angry about this. Americans should be horrified by what happened.
Well, what do we do as Americans when we're horrified by the Citizens United case and by the Dobbs case and then by this immunity case? What recourse do we have?
So there are a number of things. One of them is, of course, you can do fixes. You can do legislative fixes for many of these things, including Dobbs. You can, as we have seen, people have introduced legislation at both houses of Congress that would do a Dobbs fix. You can do a Citizens United fix and address what the Supreme Court said was problematic, but do it in a way that would be a legislative accomplishment. All the Voting Rights Act, the John Lewis Acts, those are all remedying those cases in which the Supreme Court also, in part at the pen of John Roberts, said the Voting Rights Act does not mean what we thought it meant for all these years. You can do fixes of all those. Of course, how do you accomplish that? You got to get the right people in the House of Representatives, in the Senate, in the White House to sign off on that legislation, basically to overturn legislatively what the Supreme Court has done. That's one option.
The immunity would be a little harder to do legislatively.
It is much more difficult, although, again, there are senators who have introduced, including Elizabeth Warren, others introduced legislation to try to remedy that. It is more difficult, again, because it's this notion that the Constitution by itself incorporates an idea that our president is immune. But you can at least make that attempt, right? Do something to respond to this. And that's out there. Again, all this goes back to what we're going to be doing on November 5th. It is the second, but it's also the much related remedy, which is vote. Where do Supreme Court justices come from? They come from presidents who nominate them. Where do Supreme Court justices get confirmed? United States Senate. We change those folks. And eventually, when there are vacancies in the Supreme Court, through your vote, you can affect who is on the Supreme Court. A future Supreme Court, if it wanted to do it, could reverse Dobbs, could reverse Citizens United, could reverse these voting rights cases, could reverse the immunity decision, although that's a little bit more difficult just again because you'd have to have another president who's violating the law. But you can do those things in a new court that returns a basic sense of justice to where it was before.
What about the idea of expanding the court? Are you in favor of that?
Right now, my view is that is a movement so far that it's probably very difficult to, as would these other things be there. It plainly is a remedy that's out there. The President of the United States of America in his package. But we've got a Supreme Court that's fairly young. And if indeed these kinds of things continue to happen, then we need to have that on the table. Understanding also, you do not need a constitutional amendment to change the number of justices.
I knew that you were good. You were golden on the inside. And you love me the best.
This is Raised in Wisco. I'm Joel Clayfish. Alongside Danielle Fairman. I'm digging this music. This is good
stuff, really liking,
man.
This too.
Was Jerry Valdez's recommendation. Jess, what do you think of the music so far, producer Jess?
I think it's lovely. Just lovely.
I think to myself, she's just saying that because she would say that. But then again, I know her too well to know she would not say that unless she actually liked it.
I mean, I had to go through a couple songs until I found ones that I liked.
Okay,
but, you know, but that's kind of the way artists. It is. That's kind of just the way it is.
Exactly.
We need more upbeat songs, and these seem like nice upbeat songs.
I totally
when you can
agree.
Sing with George Strait.
Yeah.
Oh, that was such a great concert.
That is pretty exciting. Now, Jerry Valdez is in the studio with us. Ellie Mae Smoller is here, our local farrier's wife, and Nando Gonzalez, and local and cowgirl extraordinaire, who's actually a cowboy. I've got my buddies from Texas here, drove all the way from Texas, showed up in their cowboy hats. I've got my cowboy hat on. I'm feeling very cowboy today. Ellie Mae's got her cowboy hat on.
I Danielle, do not own a cowboy hat.
I just learned.
We are going to change that immediately.
Does not have Born a cowboy hat.
Danielle. I only have one that's
I do not even know how to fit a cowboy hat.
I was just going to ask, you have a miniature cowboy hat?
I have a teeny tiny cowboy hat.
Does it go on a rubber ducky?
All right. So look, this show is about experiencing new things and people in the great state of Wisconsin having those experiences. You are going to go hunting with us at some point this season. Now you are also going to go with me. And I feel like Ellie, the local cow girl, and I think maybe Jerry Valdez should come back to Wisconsin with Nando, and we should take these two women cowboy hat shopping.
Now,
part of the problem is that there aren't as many choices for cowboy hats in Wisconsin as there are in Texas. Around every corner is literally a cowboy shop in Texas, which I absolutely love. And so before we were talking about Jerry saying the first time he met me, he showed up, I was in full camo and I had Versace glasses on. Now, anyone who knows me here knows that is a very potentially common thing. I love my sunglasses.
You do.
And I love my camo to be matchy. In fact, my buddies in Florida who I hunt with, they call me the Metro Redneck. And I said, why do you call me the Metro Redneck? And they said,
really?
Because all your camo matches.
Aww.
Now, I believe I share that with Jerry Valdez. Jerry Valdez is a very fashionable person in my estimation. And, I mean, well, he's here in his very, you know, his QU, and it's very nice, matching QU pants. It's good. It's comfortable. But he said he was like, oh my gosh, what have I gotten myself into? Who is this Elvis, you know, looking? I mean, and I should be only so lucky as to look like Elvis. But we went to hunt Nilgai. Now, if you don't know what a Nilgai is the world's largest antelope that was brought to the United States in the late 1800s, early 1900s from India, proliferated. And I want Jerry to tell the story because this is fascinating. I did not know this. They were brought here initially as a food source to potentially replace beef.
What?
Well, as you know, in Texas, cattle is king.
Yes.
But as the story goes, in the 1950s and 60s, there was an effort by a few investors to bring in, see if that they could be multiplied and processed, and because it's delicious. It's lean. It's delicious. It's full of protein. It's like yak in Colorado. It just has enormously high levels of protein, low cholesterol, super good. And what they discovered after they spread it around Texas, West Texas, you know, we're very large, and we go up to the Panhandle and down to the Mexico border and across over the Gulf Coast and up towards the Ozarks and Texarkana. They realized that these Nilgai were dying off. They could only really breed and survive along the coastal counties because of the humidity.
In the south. So they need humidity. They need heat.
They do.
So the Rio Grande area we're talking about, for those of us from Wisconsin, so that, Texas, is just heat.
Following that failed experiment, as I understand, they stayed on various ranches in South Texas, and they multiply pretty prolifically, but they have become such a sport animal to fish. To hunt. Once the hunt is on, it is so much fun. I shot one a decade or more ago and stalked on my hands and knees in the Rio Grande Valley for probably 45 minutes to an hour and then took my shot. And I was a one shot, but most shots are sometimes two and three shots, because once they start running and they're large, really large animals, the adrenaline just kicks in and they could just go, you know.
And they're antelopes, so they can run. I mean, but they're massive. They're like 1,000 pounds.
They are.
Oh, wow.
They're huge.
Yeah, they're probably more. I think mine was, I think it was like 785 or 885 on the hoof.
That's insane.
And I took 200 plus pounds to the processor.
Wow. Yeah, and there and it is some of the most incredible meat. So I go down there. I want to hunt Nilgai. You know, I'm always trying to hunt these bizarre animals.
You are.
And so I'm down in Texas. I get hooked up with this guy I've never met before. He shows up in like,
that
you
has
know,
to be nerve-wracking, though, for you, Joel.
I mean, what could go wrong? We're along the Mexico border. We don't know each other.
Exactly.
Okay, got an like, Italian guy from Wisconsin down. And a lobbyist from Austin.
What going, you have to understand.
There's a joke in there somewhere.
That is the furthest thing from nerve-wracking for me. I love people so much, and I love meeting people, and I love you know, being friends. And my goal in life is to make people happy. I love making people happy, even when I'm trying to make myself happy. So here I am, dumped in the middle of Texas, and I want to be clear. We could talk for hours and hours about the beauty of Texas. When you get to South Texas, South Texas was Mexico. It literally was Mexico, and the United States took it. And it became part of the United States. So the southern half, and especially the Rio Grande Valley, is essentially like Mexico in the United States, which really makes me happy because Mexican food, authentic Mexican food, Mexican culture makes me so happy. So I'm going to meet Jerry Valdez, and we're going to go hunt Nilgai in the Rio Grande Valley.
And
I'm so excited. I think he pulled up in like, I don't know, a convertible Ferrari Z27,420 wearing like a Gucci suit and, you know, Jimmy Choo shoes or something. I don't know.
So fancy.
It was.
That's accurate.
Can we have a fact check? Is there an online
for the
live
record,
fact
Nando
check
said
of a Joe Cleaver? To be fair, I was in a BMW SUV.
Oh,
however, I digress.
Oh,
I digress.
Exactly
no, it couldn't have been that. It was a BMW 25 STI convertible,
still wear the
turbocharged,
shoes.
88 gigawatts of power. So we go, I meet him, and I'm a little intimidated. I'm like, wow, this guy's got his stuff together, right?
Yeah.
And the next thing I know, we're in the middle of the dark, literally able to reach out and touch the border wall.
Wow.
In the dark with some other man I never met and night vision goggles.
No.
Trying to find massive antelope in South Texas in the middle of the dark.
What a difference.
It's precisely what someone's life insurance company would frown upon. Like, I mean, where are you? Who are you with? What?
Oh, my gosh. So you got to hear the ending
policy,
of
correct?
This story, because you're not going to believe what happened. Our dinner tonight is called Surf and Sky. You got to stick around for that recipe, too, because it's absolutely incredible. And we have to talk about some other things, too.
Ooh.
Pretty exciting stuff coming up on Raised in Wisco.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The union representing striking Boeing machinists says members will be voting on a proposal that could end the walkout that's been going on for more than a month, saying it's worthy of consideration. It includes a 35% wage increase. Battleground states on the agenda for the presidential candidates as early voting begins in Michigan. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Michigan is such a prize that Donald Trump has visited 13 times this year alone, while Harris is making her sixth trip here just since becoming the presidential candidate this summer.
At least 32 people are dead in Gaza, and the Hamas-run health ministry there blames Israeli airstrikes. CBS's Rami Innocencio with more.
Israel has ramped up ground and air assaults, saying Hamas is regrouping, despite the death of its leader, Yahya Sinwar. His last moments of life, alone, wounded, and bleeding in the shattered building in Rafah in the south.
CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keyes.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. Lots of sunshine today with highs in the upper 60s. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 50 degrees. Sunshine with highs in the mid-70s on your Sunday. For Monday, sunshine, 73. Slight chance of a shower Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny and 68.
Currently, 53 degrees.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
When it comes to accurate, reliable election information for Wisconsin voters, visit the official site. It's myvote.wy.gov. It's the big cheese, you could say. It's your one-stop source for official Wisconsin election information. Find your polling place, see your sample ballot, make sure your registration is up to date, and more at myvote.wy.gov. Sponsored by Wisconsin Elections Commission, aired by Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I'll leave my memories inside.
Gentlemen, this is Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Danielle Fairman is with me. Hello. You always got that smile on your face, Danielle. That makes me
do
so happy. You
I
do.
Like
you
smiling.
Smile
That's
quite
fun.
A bit. You're one of those people, Danielle, in yes. life that if you are in somebody's life, their life is a little bit better.
Whoa.
That's how I feel about you. I've
thanks,
never
Joel.
Been around you where you've put me in a bad mood.
Thank you.
Now, I've seen you in sometimes not the greatest mood.
This is true.
But even when you are in that place, you are still pleasant to other people. And that is a really good quality.
There's enough bad people in the world. I do not need to be another one.
And you know what? That reminds me. Today, I had the joy of going to Opportunities Incorporated in Port Atkinson.
Love that place.
And I got to go there. And that is a facility where people with disabilities, ranging from cognitive disabilities, physical disabilities, work. It's a workplace for folks with disabilities. And I went today and I did the lunch. I did a wild game lunch. I brought Canada Goose pot pies.
Ooh,
and
your
I'm going
dish.
To tell you. Yes. And when I go to that place, I am absolutely feel blessed. I feel mad at myself for ever getting, you know, down about things or for complaining. I mean, these folks who work there, they have their, you know, whatever their disability is. Some of them need help even getting out of bed, and they are always happy, and they're happy to see me, and I get hugs and smiles and good grace. I mean, and I'm telling you, the folks there are angels on earth, and you know what else? They eat my pot pie and
they
love it. And I am an Italian dude who loves to be, you
cooking
know,
for people.
Loved when people eat my food. Mm-hmm. Like making people food is something that makes me happier than anything. Ellie Mae Smoller, you have become quite the artisan chef with wild game as well.
Oh, yes.
What does it, I mean, but do you share that with me, that feeling of when you feed people, there's nothing better on earth?
Well, Joel, I think you know this, that I've tried to feed you several times, whether or not you're hungry.
Yes.
I just,
that's like my
I
mom
need
too.
To always feed people. Like, I don't care what you're doing. I want to feed you.
And that is 100%
true. It makes me really happy.
I always told my mom would be like, oh my gosh, you need to get a little healthier and get more fit. And then she'd be saying, but finish your lasagna first. You know,
I was just talking to Jess about how much I love butter.
Oh, yes. And you guys.
Yes, Jess.
Every single time Ellie Mae comes in here, she brings baked goods and they are so good.
Oh, I know. Oh, like, yeah. Yeah, I mean, Ellie Mae is like leaps and bounds above me when it comes to culinary stuff. For real.
Oh, I don't know.
I just have a louder mouth.
Did you see her three charcuterie boards?
Yeah, I did see. She had a party at us. Three charcuterie boards, and I sampled
not
things.
Small
everything
ones, big
from
ones.
Fig jam to hot honey to you name it. It was on the charcuterie
boards.
To be
fair, I have to give a shout out to Alex because she did do one of them.
Oh, she did. Well, she did a great job. And yeah. Alex did a great job. You know, we were talking about this Nilgai hunt. So I want to set the scene yes. for you guys.
Oh, are we going back to the
we're
night vision
go
goggles?
Back to the night vision
goggles.
Oh, my goodness. So Jerry Valdez is here. He and Nando Gonzalez came up from Texas. I've had the joy of hunting with them. In fact, Jerry is such a kind human being. He's stopped at Baylor, delivered gift cards to my daughters just as pick me ups. I mean, the guy's just a top notch guy. I've hunted at some of the coolest places with him, and we're hunting together. First time I meet him in my life. I mean, and I'm wondering, like, am I going to be end up, like, you know, with cement shoes on at the bottom of the Rio Grande or something? I have no idea. And we're hunting Nilgai, which are the largest antelope, and they are
after the first 45 minutes, I really was at ease. Like, I'm like, you know, it is the border and we need to watch ourselves, but it's good. And so we passed this one area, and, you know, this is something not to open up the concept of the division of America related to immigration and whether a wall is needed or not needed, but it's not a simple straight line.
Mm-hmm. No,
the border with Texas and Mexico, the border with the U.S. and Mexico is bound by a river.
Right.
And if you know a river that runs straight, let me know, but it doesn't exist. And so there are sections that don't have any possibility for a border wall by way of its topography. We're in one of those sections and we're walking across just along the water in a little pathway.
Yep.
And we're with a guy who's an outstanding outfitter, but he's also his day job is he's a border patrol agent.
Yeah.
Wow. He knows
the area and the region step by step. And at one point he said, hey, we're going to go around this corner. You'll remember this. Yep. We're going to go around this corner. I need everyone to be very quiet and just don't talk loudly because there'll be a bunch of folks in Mexico having sort of patio parties across the water. And the water was not far. It was
reachable.
Yeah.
What? Like toss a stone,
15,
like right next
yards.
To us.
Yeah. And he said, and if they hear us, they'll just start shooting pistols in the air to intimidate us. They won't shoot us. They just start hopefully. Shooting pistols in the air.
What?
And I'm thinking, well, a bullet goes up.
But it comes down.
It has to come down.
It comes down.
And so at that moment, I thought, let's have a good time. But we're not at Disney. We're
on the border. No, we had to have our wits about us.
And
that was a very real feeling. And it was one of the most surreal hunts I've ever had in my life because you have a Border Patrol agent who is also an outfitter. And he's saying, you know, have our wits about you. Let's just be quiet in this area because we don't want bullets shot in the air that have the potential to come down and hit us. But in addition to that, let's look through these night vision scopes and see if we can find giant animals roaming around random cornfields in the middle of the night in South Texas. And so he thinks he sees one, right?
Okay.
And I says, so what do we do now? Well, we stalk it. So we're stalking it, and we've got the guns and the goggles, the monoculars with night vision. And we start stalking into the middle of this field, and you can't see your hand in front of your face. It is pitch black. And so I remember we get kind of close, and he looks back at me, and he's got this defeatist look on his face. And it's because they were hogs.
Oh,
they weren't
no.
Nilgai. We were picking up the heat signal from hogs in the field. Now, I mean, I love hog hunting just as much as the next guy, but one of the things that amazes me more than anything and kind of a difference between Wisconsin and Texas is in Texas, you can hunt literally anything because they have a climate there that can support any type of animal from or literally around the world, except the very extreme Arctic.
Huh.
And so
never thought about that.
I would not have ever known about, you know, Nilgai if it weren't for Texas and my daughter's going to school there. But What are some of the wacky things you've hunted out there, Jerry?
Well, Nando and I have had great opportunities for, we've hunted together for 25 years, and we made a commitment about a decade ago, about 15 years ago.
Was there a ceremony?
The ceremony was trucking us back from West Texas. So we're in the truck a lot for 5-6 hours. And usually he has to sedate me because I hate being in a vehicle that long.
Oh, geez.
Like Mr.
He loves to drive.
Be that as it may, we made a commitment that we would hunt together once a year. And we do that more than once a year, but we would make a trip once a year until we could no longer do it. Health-wise, whatever the reasons may be. That's our commitment with one another. So we've done some exotics. We've done some fantastic whitetail. We have done helicopter hog hunting along the Texas-Mexico border as well, different part of the area, more towards Laredo, Webb County.
Danielle wants to do that, right?
Josh, my boyfriend, wants to do that. That's his, like, top of the list thing he wants to do.
Again, the things that life insurance companies don't want to hear, but they take the doors off. You're hanging out the side of a helicopter strapped in, I should know, but you're hanging outside. You got an AR-15 in your hand with a net that catches your
That's
shells.
A big no thank you for me.
That's the most exciting, fairly inexpensive way to die.
Your adrenaline will explode through the roof, and it is the funnest thing you can do. And at some point, the pigs, when they start getting chased by the helicopter, they don't scatter. They form a line in a sendero, and they'll start running together. And at that point, it's just a game. It's like pluck, 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 pluck. And it's so much fun.
And I think people underestimate how delicious wild hog is.
I remember having wild hog on Kill It, Clean It, Cook It, our TV show.
Our
used to
TV
have.
Show, Danielle. Yep, I remember having on hog Channel on that. 12 mm-hmm. Before the days that Danielle and I can be seen on the national show, The Fowl Life. I'm pretty excited. You know, you are in this season of The Fowl Life, Danielle,
I have to see
on
this.
National television.
Ooh, that's exciting.
And you are bowling at the Bark River Lanes in Rome, Wisconsin. And we are going to have our fish fry there again this year when The Fowl Life comes to town. So that's exciting. And I can't wait to do
that. Well, the other great opportunity, quickly, if I may, as I got to return the favor, Joel's been good to me. We help each other. We go into politics with each other. We go into business with each other. We have lots of areas. And honestly, he's got two daughters. I've got one. And sometimes I'll call him and be like, I'm dying. What is this normal? What do I do? I took him to a place that Nando and I have gone for 20 years in West Texas. It is along where two separate flyways come down into the U.S. And he got to hunt Sandhill Crane, which is, I understand, not allowed here in Wisconsin.
It's against the law.
It is prolifically.
There's a crane study going on right now in hopes.
The email got sent out yesterday.
Creating a Sandhill Crane hunting season.
Well, I hope you guys can get that done. It's an incredible, that you talk about a ribeye in the sky. It is a delicious animal.
I still
animal.
Have not tasted a Sandhill Crane.
The ability to knock one down 20, 30, 40 yards in the air, and they fall like bowling balls on the ground.
You do not want
to
be under
this
them.
This sounds like I need to go to Texas to go sandhill crane hunting and get a cowboy hat.
You need a cowboy hat? Now, boots.
And
I want more boots.
Oh, well, slow down, Danielle, because the boots you're going to make when we go to Florida and you kill your alligator, you're
going
to make alligator boots out of the alligator that you kill. Then we'll go to Texas and hunt sandhill cranes. What else, Jerry? Speckle bellies? Speckle belly geese? That's awesome.
Speckle belly, lesser Canadians.
We might even hunt the nil guy. Maybe we'll go south.
Could even hunt the nil guy.
Go big and go home.
Exactly. That was a great opportunity. I got to do Florida with Joel with... There's nothing like the hospitality of Triple J Outfitters and getting down there and taking on a gator. And that was super fun, too. And then
Ellie May and I are going in December.
Oh, you're going to have so much fun. All the folks that he's lined up with down there, they just treat you like family. And honestly, you feel a little bit like you're in Texas. It's about an hour and a half outside of Orlando.
There is a very common feeling.
It's a very
Florida
common
and Texas.
Feeling. And to say that I've been to... what is the town called?
Yeehaw Junction.
Exactly. To say that I've not
how
been
can
to
you forget
Yeehaw
that one,
Junction.
Huh? Wait, is
Florida.
That a real town? Yep. Yeehaw
it is a real Junction.
Junction.
It's this little Triple J on my hat. Triple J Outfitters, Yeehaw Junction, Florida.
That's a real place.
It's a real place.
Elvis
we
was there once.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeehaw. Super nice. Super nice.
Okay,
people.
That's a story for a different show for sure, because there was a place there called the Desert Inn that Elvis stayed at around the turn of the century, the 1910, 1920, when it was kind of the Wild West in Florida. It was a brothel that they say was haunted, and it was later turned into
the best
a supper club restaurant. The best brothels are haunted.
Yep.
Yeah, surprised you don't know this.
Producer Jess, how do you know that?
How do you not?
Oh, all right. I would imagine that a lot of brothels are haunted.
It's like a whole new term to a woman scorned.
A woman scorned.
With a vengeance.
Leaving your ghost behind to scorn people.
But hopefully we have some future opportunities in our and today's opportunity, I have to tell you, from start to finish, was unbelievable. Turkey in the morning, goose in the afternoon, lifetime of memories. Beautiful people in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Incredible sunsets.
Oh,
2 days in a row
with
sunsets. Y'all's sunset is, and we have some solid ones in West Texas.
Yes.
And Nando Gonzalez loves to say West Texas is the best Texas, but the sunsets in Wisconsin are just second to none.
They're phenomenal. And the sunrises that you get to see. Yes. I cannot wait to talk about our hunt this morning for turkeys. We ended up with about 40 of them in the field. Then we hunted geese this afternoon, which was phenomenal. And that plus our recipe of the week, which I think that I'm curious to see what the culinary folks, Danielle and Ellie Mae, think of our recipe of the week. Because I did get to sample it to Jerry today, and it was awesome. So what the mother-in-law? Oh, you tapped me. Oh, producer Jess is telling me that there's a minute left. I did catch her. I caught her on the monitor. I do try to catch her outside my outside peripheral view. But you're not going to believe what I'm going to tell you is this recipe is surf and sky. That means it's something from the air. And we took something from the ocean, too, and made an Asian dish. That's amazing.
And the sauce ties it all together.
Well, we'll tell you how to make the sauce.
Burn it down to its ashes and smoke. Burn it down to the smoldering coals. Burn it down till I don't want you no more. Baby, burn it down. Burn it down.
Your new choice. Real News. Great Conversation. 540 WAUK.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation. 540 WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Used to run down County Road 2854.
I want to thank you for listening to Raised in Wisco. You can hear us on every Civic Media station, 13 of them throughout the great state of Wisconsin, every Saturday at 11 a.m. That's where Danielle Fairman, the one of the two of us who makes much more sense than I do, and I, Joel Clayfish, will be taking you through Wisconsin on a tour of the beauty and wonder that this great state has to offer. We love sharing the awesomeness of Wisconsin with you. We love talking about food because that is my favorite dish. We love helping you with ideas to field and forage your food from field to table. It's all so exciting. So I've got Jerry Valdez, Ellie Smoller, and Nando Gonzalez, Mary Jo Reed, my mom, Mary Clayfish, out in the lobby listening as she always does, refuses to talk.
It's a big party here
and
today.
And Danielle Fairman. We got a big party. Producer Jess, I think she probably was a little frustrated
off
when,
guard.
When I had
all of a
six
sudden
people
more people and, just kept coming in.
More people kept coming. Yeah. And Jerry Valdez, Jerry and Nando came up, drove all the way here from Texas to hunt with me today. Okay, they showed up yesterday. We went to the Harley Museum, and I was supposed to take them hunting. Danielle,
Joel,
share with our amazing listeners what it's like for Joel Clayfish when someone's going to go hunt with him.
Oh, it is endless scouting out. Did you sleep yet? Have you slept in the last 48
Not
hours, Joel
really.
Clayfish?
Not
no?
really.
No? Well, shocking. And then he scouts. He gets everything put together, settles everything for everybody, and just makes it the best hunt ever. And then the best part, he takes what you will all have harvested in the field and puts it into some amazing dish that nobody has ever heard of.
Oh my God. I did not know your explanation was going to be so kind, Danielle. I was not really fishing for compliments there, but I appreciate it.
You also got to kick the blind to wake him up every once in a while.
Nope. That is true. I can doze off in a blind. I've been known to doze off in a blind before.
That's the best nap out there. It's okay.
And wake up when the turkey's on the decoys. I put an inordinate amount of pressure on myself when friends are coming to hunt, because, you know, if they see social media or they know friends of mine, they think, well, Joel just goes and hunts. Joel can go hunt anytime he wants. Of course, he's got 8 million people always inviting him. That is not how it goes. I scout my rear end off. It's hard work. But today was one with Jerry Valdez and Nando Gonzalez in town. It was literally one of those like quintessential days where it all comes together in the same day. We went out this morning to hunt turkeys, and we set up, we had a 700 yard walk in. And I will, when I talk about relationships with farmers and how important they are and how much it matters to care about those who are kind enough to let you on their property to hunt. Mm-hmm. I delivered a goose pot pie to the farmer last night, because he allows someone else to hunt there. Now, I don't want to step on those folks' toes, and I'm not hunting deer like they are. But in a gesture of good faith, Jerry and I scouted last night. We found some turkeys. We found some geese. And I delivered a pot pie. We walked 700 yards for the hunt this morning. And Nando, so I want to talk to Nando for a minute. We're in the blind. And I've got to set up on a spot that I know is a fairly good turkey spot. And all of a sudden, Nando's the first one to slap me. I mean, that was really one of your first sit-down turkey hunts of your life. No, tap
in the face.
Tap
or
my leg. Tap my leg. What did what happened this morning?
I didn't punch him or anything.
Oh. No.
No, we were sitting there, and obviously I'm always watching. I've been hunting for, I don't know, 25, 35 years now. And if you see something move, of course, you know, don't jump the gun. But that was why I tapped you on it.
Yes. Yeah, so he taps me, and all of a sudden there are 15, 20 turkeys out one side of us, coming, just walking out of the woods. Every 2 minutes you'd look back, there were more turkeys coming out. Then turkeys came out. Then he taps me, and he's pointing the other direction.
Yeah,
turkeys came out on
them.
The other side of us. And then, so now I go by, I disregard all the rules about turkey hunting. Oh, don't put out decoys in the fall. Oh, they don't come to decoys. Oh, they don't come to calls. I put out decoys. I call. I've had them come every time. We're in the blind today.
And you were a caller extraordinaire.
Well, thank you.
That was a work of art, the way you were working that.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Well, I don't have my calls here with me.
Oh, what calls do you have?
I can't. I was using slate calls. I was using a crystal call and a mouth call.
Well, what
today.
You got around you? Those are
goose
calls.
Oh, these are goose and duck calls.
Oh, I see.
Yes, that was the afternoon hunt. There, that's a quick a quick goose cluck for you. So we're sitting there, and all of a sudden I hear a gobble behind me, and I'm like, oh boy. And they poke their head out for just a minute, and then they turned around and went back in the woods.
Oh, no.
But they were 20 yards from us. But Jerry was on the side of the blind pinned. It would have been really hard for him to get his gun around. And I thought, oh, no, I might have just blew our one chance. But lo and behold,
yes,
they poked their heads out again. And by that time, we had Jerry in the right position. And he leveled his giant Eastern Wisconsin turkey,
woo-hoo!
Which turkey makes me think about food, which brings me to our cooking segment.
Ooh, the wood duck?
The wood duck. And I need Jerry to talk about this one because I took wood duck and I took scallops. And I lightly
A new choice. Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll look back at the weekend's news, get you up to date, and mark early voting in person starting on Tuesday. Be with us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.